Ellen.
Good morning. And sure, I was chatting with Mary Ottmar. You know, we might have a lot of things to talk about. We worked together for a long time. And you're going to be hearing more from Mary and cancer survivors because she's now on the committee. And Relay for Life is coming up. I believe it's June 23. Mary says 23. So that's going on in a lot of places, a lot of counties, a lot of towns. And so check one out that's close to you. But hadn't planned to mention that, but it's a good thing to get on your calendar and plan to participate. You have lots of different ways to participate. And we'll be talking about that some more, what all the stuff is available to do. So what I wanted to talk about, maybe not high on your list, but was about vinegar. Huh? How much vinegar do you have in your house? Do you have a little bottle of white vinegar, a little bottle of apple cider vinegar, none at all? What, you know, has it been there a long time? Well, one of the good things about vinegar, whether you're going to use it as a cleaning agent, which I wanted to talk about, or whether you're going to use it in salad dressing or however else you use it in cooking, you know, I keep a bottle in the kitchen for the things related to food, but I keep another jug of it actually in my laundry room. So vinegar is, it lasts forever. I mean, you don't have to worry about if it's been on the shelf for 2 years and you go, oh, I ought to replace that. No, you don't need to. Vinegar stays good. And another good thing about that, you know, there are lots of flavored vinegars. And if you went to replace those, you go, that could add up. Well, you don't need to, because as long as it's got the lid on it and preferably in a place that's not in bright sunshine, it's going to be good until you use it up. So it has lots of positives about it. Well, particularly, I'm not sure why I decided that this might be a topic that would be a good one, because usually we talk about cleaning in the spring, you know, spring cleanup and you're changing kind of winter stuff, summer stuff, and all that sort of thing. But there's some cleaning is needed year-round, and vinegar is a good thing to have on hand. But also, another thing, I think this is really why I said, oh, talking about vinegar would be good, is that it relates to mosquito bites and other bug bites. Actually, if you put vinegar on those bites, they are certainly going to help prevent all the itching. And it is, kills, you know, some of the bacteria, some of the kind of things that going around. Vinegar is good for that also. So I guess that was one of the reasons I'm thinking, just isn't there something about vinegar to help bites? And that is true for most people. Just put it on, well, you pour it over the bite, but put it on a cotton ball or Kleenex or something and you know, have it soaked with the vinegar and lay it on the bite, and it's likely it will really help the itching go away. And as we said, it is a disinfectant also. So it's, you know, a mild disinfectant, but it is an effective one. And you can clean most everything with vinegar, but there are a few things that probably not so much good. It really doesn't remove like soil. If it's things are just dirty, well, good old soap and water is probably the best thing to use there. But other than that, for instance, just wiping off your counters, because again, it is a mild disinfectant. But if the counter is dirty, wash it soap and water, then run, you know, have a cloth with vinegar, run it over there. So when it comes to actual cleaning, as I said, just like washing our hands, basic soap and water is the most effective for truly cleaning surfaces of dirt and grime. But the vinegar is, as I say, a disinfectant. And it does lots of different things. I mentioned it lasts a long time. It's also inexpensive. So, you know, it has lots of things going for it. And I'm going to come back and talk about, just as a reminder, some of the things that you could use vinegar for in cleaning. But also want to mention that vinegar could replace quite a few of the cleansers that you have. I don't know where you keep those, under your sink, on a shelf in the basement. Where do you keep all those kind of cleansers that you use for various and sundry things? You could probably get rid of many of those, and especially those that are toxic, get those off your shelf. And to do that, you can go to the Cass County Sanitary Landfill. Now, that may be available in other places, so if you're not in Cass County, you may want to check your county to see what do you do with household hazardous waste, because that's the program that takes care of cleaners, fertilizer, bug killers, paint, you know, all those things that you should not be dumping down the drain or putting into regular garbage at the landfill, should be kept out of there. And the best thing to do is to make a call to, in this case, the Cass County Sanitary Landfill, or if you have one in your own area, because they'd like to know what it is you're bringing. It's, if you just decide you're cleaning out the garage and you have all this stuff and go, I'm going to the landfill, I guess I'll just take this stuff. Well, that's not helpful to them, because they do have to treat those items differently and in a very safe way. So it's good to make an appointment and have a list of the kinds of things that you're going to be bringing. And it's really pretty imperative that those things be in an original container, or at least labeled, so you know what it is. You know, if it's paint, it's paint. But if there's some weed color, you know, look, you don't necessarily need to give the brand and the content, unless it's very unusual. But give them a list and take it out there and get rid of it and clean out your house of those hazardous kinds of things. So be sure to give them a call or look at their website if you need more information about that, the Cass County Sanitary Landfill. So what can you use to put that vinegar to use in your home? There are a few things not to use it on, and I want to start with those. The first one is granite and marble countertops. Now we see, you know, all those home shows have, everybody wants a granite countertop. Well, don't plan to use vinegar on the granite or marble, because vinegar is a bit of an acid and it can actually etch natural stone. So go back to the liquid dish detergent and warm water to clean it off. Stone floor tiles, again, because it's a natural kind of product, that you, vinegar is not a good idea. I think this is an interesting one. If you break an egg and it drops on the floor or on the counter, you know how hard it is to clean up an egg if you've ever dropped one, it just kind of goes all over. Well, what happens, because vinegar is that acidic item, it will make the egg actually solidify and could stick to the surface. A better thing to use is just salt. It will keep it from sliding all over. It'll be easy to clean up. Just a good amount of salt on an egg that's dropped where you don't want it will help you clean up. Okay, one more or a couple more things to not use vinegar on. Hardwood floors, perhaps, depends on the sealer, what kind of sealer you have on it, but it would be better to use a cleaner that's specifically formulated for hardwood. And there are some stains that vinegar won't budge. Grass stains, ink, ice cream, and blood, those are kind of a protein base for most of those, and vinegar will not do the job like some other things. So you might try shampoo on some of those if you don't have a special cleaner that would take care of those. You might try that. So what do you use it for? Well, do you have any soap scum, you know, or accumulation of mineral from your water? My water has a lot of minerals in it, and eventually it builds up. Well, because of the product, vinegar, you can wipe it off. Sometimes if it's there for a while, you're going to have to use maybe a little bit of scrubbing, but it certainly will help dissolve it. And related to that, shower doors, clogged shower heads, anything where the water has perhaps left those mineral deposits, vinegar is a good way to clean it. A clogged shower head, you may need to actually remove it and let it soak in vinegar. Put it in a plastic bag and so you can, you know, really get it around the shower head. Allow it to soak overnight, and by morning, it likely will be all cleaned out. You can put that shower head back on, and you'll be getting all the water out of it you'd like to have on a shower head. How about a clothes rinse? I often put vinegar in my clothes wash. It acts as a deodorant, and it kind of acts as a softener. It also will help keep colored fabrics from running in the wash. So keep that vinegar handy, whether it's a small bottle, large bottle. It will come in very handy. And until next time, hey, let's all stay clean.